This is an episode that I have been excited to record for a very long time. Today marks the 100th episode that I am recording as a podcast host. Now, for those of you who have joined me with the Scarlet Edit, you will know that this podcast has only been part of my life for the last 3 months. However, I did have another podcast that I started in September of 2022. That podcast was called Round Two. I never really knew how far I would actually take this. But to hit this milestone of 100 episodes that the data shows only 6% of podcast hosts actually reach means so much to me. So for this episode, instead of me just sitting here yapping and talking about how grateful I am, I invited Samantha Fackler back to interview me. And I am very excited to have this conversation with her to talk to all of you about how much podcasting means to me and share a little bit of behind the scenes of what the journey has been like and where I want it to go. So welcome to this week's episode of The Scarlet Edit. I am so, so happy that you're here.
All right. Welcome to the Scarlet Edit. Nikki has handed the mic over to me, Samantha Fackler, for today, because today is a huge full circle moment. It is Nikki's 100th podcast episode.
Yay! I can't believe it.
Welcome, Nikki, to your own show.
Thank you. I love being a guest on my own show. It's so much fun. And thank you for being here to interview me again for this, because when we kicked off the show, you were my interviewer and it was really fun and it made it really easy and comfortable. And I think it was very well received. So I'm excited that you were open to coming back.
Of course. Happy to. And I know before we talked about your story, your affair story, and it really relaunched the podcast, but you've been doing this for even longer before then. And I think, you know, for the audience, only 6% of podcast hosts ever make it this far. It's so rare to actually get to 100. And it's such a testament to what you're committed to, consistency, like all the heart that you're bringing to this. So congrats. Yeah. I'm very happy to be celebrating this with you.
Thank you. It's honestly like very surreal. Because when I started podcasting in 2022, like, first of all, I have to say it was an idea that I had had since 2018. And that is so insane to me that it took me 4 years to finally like have the balls to sit down and figure out how to record a podcast. And even looking back then, I still had no idea what I was doing. But I think that that's like the point, is that you just need to start anyway and have no idea what you're doing. And
yeah, it's so cool to sit across from you and see it, because I think we met when you had already been podcasting for a while and you're like, I want to take it in a new direction, something that feels more true. And then the Scarlet Edit seemed to explode right when you launched it, and you've had such an incredible success with it so far. And you've only been a couple months into this.
Yeah. Well, you know, want to know what's crazy is today is actually marks the exact 3 months since we launched the very first episode.
Yeah. Wow.
So recording this today is also like very like timely in numbers and all the things that, you know, make my little weirdo heart happy.
We're going to be digging into your podcasting journey, but also kind of lifting the curtain for people to see everything that goes like into this show on your side, because people are listeners, they consume the episode, but they have no idea what goes into it from a podcast host's perspective. Yeah. So I think to start us off, I would love for listeners to learn about like why podcasting, what drew you to this?
I've been thinking about this because I'm trying to even remember. I think I just had the idea. And so when I started my first podcast, which was called Round Two, I had been thinking about my own journey in life. And at the time, I had been recently divorced. And I remember thinking how for the majority of people, you don't get married setting out to get divorced down the road, you know? And so I was thinking like, okay, this is like round two, what's next? And then I started thinking more about other people and like different life changes that happen, whether they're intentional or unexpected. And I thought, wow, there are so many people who have experienced round twos in other ways. And so that was kind of where the original idea of round two came from. And I remember thinking like, God, telling these stories would be really cool, because So again, this was 2018, so 7 years ago. And yes, podcasts were out, but they weren't as big as they are now. And so oftentimes, at least from my perspective, when you would hear a story of a major life change, often it was like maybe a celebrity or an athlete or someone who is a public figure. It wasn't like everyday people. And while a lot of those, you know, public figure stories are great and inspiring, a lot of times when those people share those stories, they're at a point where their life is no longer an everyday life. And so I thought, well, what if we shared these stories of everyday life, everyday people, what those people are going through? So that's how the original like round two concept was born. And I just thought, why don't I tell those stories?
Mm-hmm,
so
completely.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's such a through line between that and the Scarlet Edit. Like, you are talking about transitions, but in a specific area of life. Mm-hmm. And you're bringing in so many different guests now, which is really cool. I'm curious, you know, out of all the different mediums that are out there, like you could write and turn these into essays. You could do different forms of video. Why, like, what do you think about podcasting specifically drew you?
Oh gosh, I like having conversations. And it just sounded fun. I just thought having a podcast sounded fun. The interview piece did always intrigue me because you were learning something about somebody that you actually got to ask them. And that is why I love podcasting, because even if I have a guest who's maybe making podcast rounds or who has been invited on other shows, every host is different. So we're all going to ask different questions and the conversation is going to unfold in a different way because we have different energy, like vibes between different people. So that's really fun for me to see what types of conversations I can have with people that are not as, you know, the same questions that everybody tends to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you could take one expert, put them on 50 different shows. Mm-hmm. Those will be 50 very different episodes based on what the host pulls out of them. I think watching the Scarlet Edit unfold, I'm curious if there's ever been one conversation that has really stood out to you as like, wow, this was really important.
So anytime I'm on with somebody, I explain it like I have this little filing cabinet now in the back of my head that just like logs questions or like follow-ups as the person is talking. But within the Scarlet Edit, I think my biggest thing where I'm just like, yes, like this was good, is when I got to the point where I'm so comfortable asking tougher questions and all these different types of relationships that I'm talking to different people about, whether it's affairs, polyamory, divorces, and with some of these topics, my guests have been the subject of scrutiny, have been the subject of judgment, have been made to feel like they are less than. But I want to ask the questions that I know my listeners are thinking to themselves as this conversation is going on. So it's like, in some cases, I'm like, I have to ask this question, because if I don't, my listeners are going to be like, oh, why didn't she ask that? You know? So I try to put myself in the shoes of somebody that's listening after the fact, so I can give them like what they came for. Because I do think that all of these topics are super important.
Mm-hmm. Your passion for it definitely comes through. And I think seeing that, there's such a clear growth trajectory as a podcast host, noticing that, like, oh, I'm asking tougher questions. I'm really thinking about this from the listener's perspective, which also shows that you know your listeners as well, which, you know, is only something that a seasoned podcast host can do. I'm curious, looking at like kind of before and after, if you were to go back to the first episode you ever recorded versus now, like, what are some of the changes that have happened?
Oh my God. Okay. So I listened to my very first episode the other day, and first of all, I got to give myself a little bit of props because it was 9 minutes and I talked from start to finish, but I did make a comment in there like, I don't know, maybe someday I'll want to edit before I release these episodes. And now I'm like dying because I am editing every episode because you have to. I mean, kudos to anyone out there who doesn't. But for me, I know what I'm looking for as I'm going through all of my footage. So that is really awesome to feel like I know what I'm doing. from that perspective, because I've learned so much just about everything that it takes to record, edit, and then put together the final product.
It's such a journey.
Like, I was just recording and then ripping the audio and posting it. So, and then after, when I started doing video, then I was barely editing it. Then I did have some editors that were helping me. It was an interesting few months, like having other people's hands on my work, because that's essentially what it is when you're letting somebody else edit your show. And then, you know, after we recorded my first episode for the Scarlet Edit, I had this moment one day where I was like, I think I need to do this myself because it's so personal. And every guest that I bring on, like, there is a reason that they're there. There is an expertise or a story that I want to share, and I want to share it with integrity, and I want to share it with respect, and I want to share it that my guest feels proud to share it with their communities, because I've been so lucky to have some great guests who have amazing communities, and they're sharing these episodes because they're like, yeah, this turned out really well. And then obviously I want my listeners to want to come back. So I want them to listen and be like, hey, this was great. I can't wait for next week's episode. So the integrity piece, I think, really just kind of shined bright. And I was like, I have to do this myself, or else I'm going to be pre-editing it to send it off to editors. And then it's like, what am I paying for? Why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. So it's been a definite learning curve in that, but I love doing it.
Yeah, it's so interesting for us to see the before and after, right? The before, just hitting record, ripping the audio, sending it out there, to yeah. now where, you know, like you said, there's so much intention that goes into these conversations, whether they're solos or with guests. There's a level of self-trust that you have now with editing, with podcasting, yeah. like your knowledge and your courage to learn more about the space is very evident. So it's very cool for us to see, you know, Nikki episode 1 versus Nikki episode 100.
Thanks. Yeah. I can't believe it.
I'm curious, do you ever get nervous hitting record?
I do, yeah, because I get nervous because if I'm curious about how the conversation might go, or if there's going to be a question that I know I want to ask, but I'm almost nervous to ask. I mean, I think the best way to describe it to anyone that's listening that doesn't podcast is, it's like, think about when a friend is telling you something about their personal life, and you maybe are like, ooh, like, how did that turn out? Or like, what did your kids think? Or how did you manage this aspect of it with your significant other? And, but you're almost afraid to ask it because you don't want them to feel like you're judging them, but you're just curious. But it's like all of these different emotions, like, rolled up into one. And it's like, you have to ask because you're like, this is the point of sharing this. I mean, I think thankfully my guests who are coming on, especially if they're a story-based guest versus like an educational guest, the people who are coming on to share their stories, like, they know what their story is. I mean, it's like me when I go on other people's shows, like, I know what my story is. I know like pretty much what they're going to ask me. So I leave that up to them, because they're the host, you know, but I've yet to be asked a question that I didn't either anticipate or haven't already shared on my own show. So I think these people, I have to remind myself that these people are doing the same thing. So for, you know, like the woman that I had on, Leah, who's like amazing, and she's, you know, talking about how she's been divorced 3 times. Like, she knows that that's her story. She's openly sharing it, you know, but I was still like, so tell me, like, how did this affect your daughter? You know, and I did get nervous to ask her that. But of course, she was prepared for it and, you know, shared her response.
Right, right. It's like when people come onto the show, they are opening themselves up to these questions, but it still yeah. requires you to be brave and intentional in how you ask that question. That's tough.
Yeah, totally.
And outside of production and all the skills you've learned there, plus interview skills, have there been any other skills that you've learned as a podcast host?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think that it's taught me to be so much more present in general. I mean, think about, you know, everybody's got a phone in their hand 24/7. And because when I'm podcasting, I'm obviously not going to like grab my phone and look at my phone while somebody is on with me. So I think it's really helped me just in life. You know, if I'm going out to dinner, if I'm happy hour, or whatever it is, it's like my phone's in my purse and it's like, I'm not thinking about who's texting me or who's responding on social media. So I think that that's a really good skill because, I mean, I think we've all been out with somebody and then they're like staring at their phone more and you're like, why am I here? Mm-hmm. And then also like from the social media perspective, I mean, I used to look at how some, I mean, even still now, I look at how some people make reels and TikToks and I'm like, how did they do that? But now I'm like figuring more and more things out and I'm like, oh, you can just do it like that. Or, oh, I can use this app or, oh, wait, this isn't that hard. But at first, some of those things seemed like, you know, as hard as trying to learn a foreign language, because I guess it essentially is. It's a whole other language. Yeah.
Different language, different system, different, not just skills, different strategies, right?
Yeah.
So there's been so much that you've had to learn to grow your show, not even just produce it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is one thing that has surprised you across this journey?
So two things that haven't been surprising, but that have been so fulfilling. So I think one is if I find a random person, maybe on TikTok or if somebody sends me a reel or whatever, like I will just slide into the DMs and be like, hey, I have this really cool show. I would love to have you on it. And the amount of people that have said yes, like everybody so far, I have not received a no from anyone. So that's like the coolest thing ever, especially when it's somebody like I've had people ask me, they're like, how did you get the chief strategy officer of Ashley Madison to come and talk to you? And I'm like, I just asked him, you know, but I mean, it was truly that simple. I asked him, I was very honest with him. I'm like, hey, my show just started, but like I kicked it off with my own affair story. I saw a clip of you on another show. I would love to have you on mine. And he was like, let's do it. I mean, there was no hesitation. So that was super cool. And that's been such a great episode that I've received such fantastic feedback on. So that's been very fun to just take a chance and get a yes. And then I think the other thing too, that's been it's been validating, I guess, in a way where I'm like, this was needed. Like my voice was needed in putting this show out there. I mean, right off the jump, literally within the first couple of days of launching just part one of my story, I received a message from somebody that I don't know. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much for this. Like, I feel seen. And I was like, holy shit. I mean, it gives me the chills even just repeating it. And since then, I've received so many messages from people who have shared something with me that it's very clear they don't have anybody else to talk to about it, or has just said, thank you for putting this out there. Like, your voice is so needed. So that means everything to me because, again, it just makes me know that like these conversations need to be shared and that there are so many people out there who do feel alone or they feel shame or they feel unworthy. And I believe so much that that is something that you can work through and get on the other side. And just because you made a decision in the past does not mean that defines your future.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think that something that people don't realize as a podcast host is there's no two-way conversation going. You listen to the podcast, but we can't listen to your inner thoughts and your reactions. So we only hear how this is landing based on, you know, the messages that you send us. So all these beautiful messages that you've received.
Yeah.
And I know that you share those on social media and you also have a community where people can, you know, talk about this stuff, not just listen, but actually start to engage. So, and there's so much that you're doing in this space, which is beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm curious, what's the worst message or comment that you've received?
Oh, gosh. Oh, you know, right on YouTube is a special place. YouTube is a special place. And I basically had a man comment and tell me that, you know, that I was a sinner and that I, you know, I'm not worthy of a man and that he hopes I stay single forever.
Watching your resilience with some of these comments is inspiring. I think it's helpful also, I think not just to your listeners to see some of this, that like some of the topics you talk about are complex, and there's going to be people that don't agree with some of these things or don't agree with maybe a decision that you've made as a listener. But I think watching your resilience is, it's kind of that role model behavior, to be honest.
Oh, thank you. Wait, you know which one? You know, it was, I think, the worst comment that I know that's probably what you were thinking about. The guy that commented and said that I looked like E.T. with long hair. That was by far the best one, which then I was looking and I'm like, do I kind of look like E.T.? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm no longer recording in that room where the sun was coming in. I don't know. But that was hilarious. Like, that was good. I mean, I clipped so that good. And I put it on my Instagram in a feed post because I'm like, this was good. Like, right. I mean, bravo, sir.
Yeah. Some of these negative comments, it's like, oh, that's hilarious. Thank you.
Well,
for
yeah, I mean, show. And I commented back and I was like, so you think I'm pretty? I mean, it's like, you just have to laugh. And I think that truly, though, I will say, and this is like a good, I think this is such a good acknowledgement. And I hope that other people who are, you know, creating and putting things out into the world and getting negative feedback, I hope that other people can like stop and feel the way I feel. I know who my support system is. Like, I know who loves me. I know who supports me in everything that I'm doing. So those comments, I just laugh because I'm just like, I don't know you. You're a keyboard warrior. Who knows what you look like, where you are, where you're from. So say whatever you want.
Yeah. And I think there's this magical element of like sometimes laughing something in the face, especially when it's touching something that's personal or it's complex and it's bringing this other energy to it that's 180 from the energy that's trying to come in.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Totally. I'm curious if you could go back to Nikki, who is just starting her podcast, even like thinking about her podcast, to where you are now, like, what would you share with her?
Oh my gosh. Well, I wish I could go back to 2018 and be like, start now. but I think I would just be like, hey, like, I'm proud of you for starting because look at where this led. Because I had, I mean, no idea. And the fact that I just decided to go for it and put something out into the world. And then I was like, gosh, this isn't hitting the way I want it to. And this isn't, you know, building what I want it to build. So then, you know, having the, just when the moment hit me, I mean, I was sitting in the same room right here. And when that moment hit me, I was like, maybe this is what I need to do. And then it was like, once that decision was made, it was go time. I remember sending you a voice note and being like, what about this? And then we just were like, let's go. And so it just took off from there. And here we are now. And I'm so excited to see what's on the other side of the rest of this year. And then as next year unfolds, because this show is literally everything. I am so proud of it. I am so happy. I'm having so much fun. I have the biggest goals and I just cannot wait to achieve all of them. And also to achieve all the things that I don't even know are going to happen yet.
You're just getting started.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is just the beginning. And to watch the success that you've had, especially when rebranding to the Scarlet Edit and launching it. I haven't heard of any other shows where you're starting something new and it's reached 1,000 downloads in the first month. Like, that's a testament to how well you know this, the direction you're going, the vision, like how embodied you are with all of it. Too.
Thanks. Yeah. It's been crazy, but I just tell myself every day, I'm like, just keep going. Like, just put something out there, you know, do all of the things. And because I think one of the things too, that when you're very first starting something that it's so easy to get lost in is that maybe your video only gets 200 views. Maybe it only gets 100 views. Maybe your followers tick up, but they're ticking up slowly. But like, it still is like 100 people. Like, 100 people is a lot of fucking people. So I look at it more now every day where I'm like, okay, if 200 people see a LinkedIn post, if 250 people see an Instagram reel, if, you know, people see my threads or engaging on my threads or seeing me comment or seeing my TikToks, like that all adds up. And then that's momentum. And then it's like, whoa. And I think one thing that I also remind myself all the time is that all these big creators and podcast hosts and, you know, influencers that we love and that we've come to trust and they're a part of our lives. Like, there was one day where they were me. They were just a girl with an idea who said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And then look at where they are now. So I just am like, that's my motivation to keep going and to put out great content and great podcast episodes that my audience wants to tune into every week.
Mm-hmm. So with your journey, it's like, you know, you're just at the beginning and you've already made a ton of progress, but you know that there's kind of this bigger vision and you're going to get there because you see people that are there and you know they started, you know, they started where you are now. And the kind of parallel that I'm seeing is with relationships, sometimes it's the same thing. Sometimes people might be getting out of a relationship or thinking they want to leave a relationship or exploring something new, but ultimately they might want a partner or multiple partners, or maybe they ultimately they want to be single. And it's like, I think by viewing this podcast, this journey, watching you, it's like that can give them courage that that vision can come true. Like they can get there.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. Like, I hope people are inspired. Like I look at my life and I'm like, dude, I love my life and I love who I am, but I know I fought to get here with starting the Scarlet Edit. You know, I kicked it off with my own story, sharing like, hey, with anyone who's listening, like, guess what? I was the other woman. And I did that because I know where I am in my life. I know who I am. I know what I want. I am so proud of the woman that I am. And I am so happy and I'm so grateful. And I know that I deserve everything that I want. And I am working my ass off to get everything that I want, like career-wise, but I also know what kind of love that I want. And I know what my boundaries are now. And I know I have self-worth and I refuse to settle. So I want anybody who's been in my shoes or who has made decisions or has had a relationship journey that they felt judged or they felt like they made bad choices or choices that were made out of desperation or choices that were made because their self-worth wasn't where it is now, that like you deserve everything you want and you can go out and get it and you do not have to live with the stigma or the shame or what anybody fucking thinks about your past choices. You can just go and do you and make yourself happy and live a great life. And I want to be your cheerleader for that. I want to be the inspiration for you to know that that is possible and that it doesn't matter what you did in the past, you determine your future. So if you need a cheerleader, I'm your girl because that's where I am and nobody's going to bring me down.
Mic drop. I mean, that energy right there, what you just shared, I feel like that is what has fueled you and brought you to today. And that's what's going to fuel the next 100, you know, 1,000 conversations.
Totally.
The rest of your journey.
Oh.
Well, Nikki, I just want to celebrate you again. I mean, 100 podcast episodes means 100 conversations, you know, hundreds of hours of editing, sharing, growing, working on this intentionally, meeting people, having these conversations with listeners too. And just, I want to commend you because podcasting takes grit. It takes a lot of courage, a lot of vulnerability and authenticity. And I feel like you have all of those in spades and it shows.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here and doing this interview. I appreciate it.
Of course. My pleasure. My honor. So on behalf of our listeners, guests, and everyone who has been inspired by your work, both with Round 2 and the Scarlet Edit, congratulations.
Thank you. And
here's to the next chapter of the Scarlet Edit.
I know. Yay. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.